is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Denver Nuggets just keep rolling. They rolled to a big victory last night over the Phoenix Suns. Joining me now to talk about that one and kind of the overall picture of this Nuggets team, Katie Wingy, reporter, host, and analyst for Altitude TV. Katie, first off, okay, is Jamal Murray okay? Because I had a slight heart attack seeing him roll his ankle a little bit there last night.
You were not alone in having the slight heart attack. It feels like everybody in the building collectively held their breath. I'm sure everybody at home watching collectively held their breath when that happened. Coach Malone talked about it after the game last night. He said he thinks he just rolled his ankle and he should be good to go for the Nuggets next game. So nothing to be too concerned about there. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, for those that have sprained ankles or rolled ankles before, sometimes those take a while to heal and feel normal again. So I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe was taking it easy and getting treatment on it, but I would definitely not be worried too much about what's going on there.
Okay, good. I saw your tweet, but I wanted our listeners to hear that from you, that it's hopefully nothing too major to worry about with Jamal Murray at this point. Because when you look at this team, 28-13, they just keep rolling. I mean, their only loss recently was that back-to-back against the Timberwolves, and that was after like a 9 million minute delay when they were fixing the rim. So that, other than that, the Nuggets have been cooking. So the only thing that I think could derail this team is some kind of major injury.
Yeah, and let's hope that doesn't happen, right? Like that's something that for the first time in a while, the Nuggets do have a pretty clean bed of health and something that's out of your control. You go out there, you play hard, you hope that nobody gets injured. But for the most part, I mean, for the Nuggets right now, it's more about consistency than anything else. They've figured out the recipe for success. They've improved their defense. Their offense is the best in the entire NBA. So if they can keep making shots around Nikola Jokic and they can keep defending and putting the right effort and focus and discipline on the defensive side of the ball, I think they'll be in a pretty good spot here coming up.
Well, like you said, offensively and defensively, I love those games where they score 120 and keep an opponent under 100. That's what they did last night against Phoenix. And Katie, you've been covering this team for a while. When you look at the makeup of this group right now, we're halfway through the season, but talk about a complete basketball team. I mean, obviously, your MVP continues to do great things on a nightly basis. Every game, it seems like Jamal Murray's confidence level's up there. The depth, the bench unit starting to come into their own. I mean, where do you stack this roster up against, compared to the last 5-10 years looking at this Nuggets team?
Yeah, you got to give Calvin Booth a lot of credit for coming in, and even Tim Connelly quite a bit of credit, too, for kind of building the foundation that we see with this Nuggets team right now. I think the pieces that Booth put together this offseason have been so instrumental and such great fits, and Coach Malone talked about this before the game against the Suns a little bit. There were 8 new pieces on this Denver Nuggets team. It was one of those rare seasons coming into it that there wasn't a whole lot of continuity. Obviously, your core is the same, but the pieces around that core were a little bit different, and they knew they wanted to get better defensively. They knew they wanted to insert some shooters around Nikola Jokic, and they've done that, and those players have lived up to the hype. KCP, Bruce Brown, both have been so good in what they've been able to bring to this Nuggets team, and then you see kind of some of the other players as well. They're growth has been really good. I mean, Bones Highland is playing really well off the bench, and then you mix in Jamal Murray with that second unit, and the bench has figured something out. You know, that was kind of a point of contention earlier this season. So it's like everybody's growing together. The culture is really, really good in the locker room right now. Obviously, it's easy to say that when they're winning, but I think it's also just a really close-knit group, even when they're going through adversity, too.
Katie Wingy joining us from Altitude TV, and I love that you brought up Jamal Murray and kind of his minutes, the way Coach Malone's staggering his minutes with the starters, with the bench, too. I love that move, too, for several reasons. Obviously, it raises the boats with the bench unit out there with Jamal running the show, but it's one of those things where you're seeing the confidence build up for Jamal. Is that something that's helping him more and more, when not only when he's playing with the Joker and company, but when you see him out there with that bench unit where he knows, okay, I have to be the guy while I'm out here and really facilitate? How much has that helped him out personally?
Well, I think one of the great things about Jamal is he's never really going to force the issue. He's somebody that's going to play within the flow of the game. I think he recognizes he needs to be a little bit more aggressive with the bench unit, but you look at the guards that are playing in that second unit, Jamal Murray, Bones Highland, Bruce Brown, any of those three can handle the basketball. Any of those three can play off the ball. And so that's why you're seeing, you know, Bones Highland was 5 of 5 from three in the first half last night. And a lot of that is he can spot up in transition. He doesn't necessarily have to worry about setting up the offense. So in regards to Jamal's confidence, I think more than anything, more than where he's playing, more than the minutes that he's getting and how he's being used, he's just getting more experience under his belt post-ACL rehab, and so post-ACL surgery. And so I think at this point in the season, he's feeling really good. He's playing much more efficiently, and he's found his rhythm within the Nuggets offense, whether that's with that second unit or with the starters.
It's crazy just looking. I mean, there's so many special guys on this roster that just keep getting better. I mean, you mentioned Bones Highland. Nice night for him with 21 points. And when he gets going, the crowd gets going. It's such a fun environment. You can speak on that certainly more than me. But when you go down the list of guys on this roster, it just feels like, you know, I know we're halfway through, but man, it's just every single guy on there has their role with this team, and so far for the most part of the season, they've been fulfilling what they're supposed to do, and I think that's what's huge, and that's great for Michael Malone too, getting all of these guys playing to where they're supposed to be within this roster.
There's a selfless mentality in that locker room, and I think that sometimes is more rare than people think in the NBA, and guys willing to do their job, even if that means they're not getting plays drawn up for them, even if that means they're not getting as many shots as they would like to be getting. This team really doesn't care about that, and the way that they play, everybody's going to get their shots. You play around a guy like Nikola Jokic, who doesn't care how many shots he takes, and he would rather pass than score. And everybody just kind of takes on that mentality. And that's where this chemistry that the Denver Nuggets team has formed from. And the fact, like you said, the roles that these guys have kind of taken on, the way that they have discovered those roles, the way that they have executed those roles, that's something that, again, it goes back to consistency. Can they do that on a consistent basis? Can they do that when things get really tough? Because inevitably so, the NBA is a really hard league to win games in. And so they're cooking right now. They're feeling really good. Things are going their way. But when they do hit a bump in the road, are they still able to execute? Are they still able to fulfill their roles? Are they still able to do things the right way and have this close camaraderie that they have? That's kind of what I think those of us that are close to the team and those of us that cover the team are looking at right now. It's like, okay, everything's going really well right now, but what happens when some adversity hits? What happens when you go on a little bit of a losing skid? How do you get back on track, and how do you bounce back from that?
When you look at Nikola Jokic, and obviously, I mean, he's on his way right now. He's looking at that third MVP title, 3 in a row for him. We'll see. Luka's putting up some crazy numbers too. But how much of that selflessness that you look at with the team is because of Joker? When they look at him play, they know his mentality where he doesn't care if he scores 10 points, 20 points, whatever. He literally means it when he says, I'll just do whatever it takes that night to win a basketball game. How much of that kind of spills over to the rest of this team?
I think quite a bit. And I think what the team realizes is that Joker's not going to be just one of those isolation guys. He's going to be somebody that makes the right play every single time down the floor. So if that's hitting, you know, a teammate that's cutting to the basket, if that's hitting a teammate that's spotting up on the three-point line because he's drawn a double team, he's going to do that. And so everybody knows that they're going to be able to eat in this Denver Nuggets offense. Everybody's going to get theirs. And so I think as you're watching this offense dominate the NBA, it takes a very special player to fit in. And again, credit the front office for finding those pieces and for finding those types of players who don't need to dribble the air out of the basketball, that don't need to try and find a way to create their own shot and get theirs. This team is so 0.5-second hold-the-basketball mentality, that Greg Popovich mentality where you have to make a decision right away as soon as you catch the ball. Are you dribbling? Are you passing? Are you shooting? And everybody's moving off the ball within that as well. So the offense has been so fun to watch. You never know what they're going to do. I mean, night in and night out, you have players that are getting, you know, new career highs in assists, new career highs in or new season highs in points. And Nikola Jokic just keeps putting up ridiculous stat lines because he's the center of all of it.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. Another near miss. I think you guys mentioned it on the broadcast about the Joker. What is it, 39 near misses or whatever you call it as far as triple-doubles go? That's insane to me.
Yeah, we call him Sambor Doubles, and he had a ridiculous amount of them. He also had a Sambor double for the third time in his career without playing in the fourth quarter.
It's amazing.
So he did what he did last night in just 28 minutes of action, which is just absolutely ridiculous. But he's so efficient, a perfect picture of efficiency. And I'm sure Nuggets fans feel the same way. Coach Malone talks about this, but we can't take a second that this guy is on the floor in a Denver Nuggets uniform for granted, because what he does is so, so special.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I said this a couple years ago. I just wonder if he keeps going down this path, if we're going to talk about Joker the way we talk about John Elway, that maybe, because, I mean, he's already had two MVPs. You add a title to that, maybe another MVP. You got to start thinking that he becomes the GOAT as far as Denver sports go. And I know that John Elway, that's hard to say that, but what he does on a nightly basis, and it just seems like it gets a little bit better every single season, that maybe the Joker does become the GOAT of all things Colorado sports.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say right now just because there are he needs a championship in order to be considered that. It also is really hard for me to compare Nuggets to Broncos.
Right.
I think predicting, 20 years into the future, if the Nuggets are able to secure an NBA championship with Nikola, the other thing, too, is, just personality-wise, Nikola Jokic doesn't carry himself with, a typical GOAT personality. And I think that's why fans love him so much. It's also why the NBA struggles to reward him in the way that I think we all think he deserves to be rewarded, whether that is a third straight MVP or just getting national recognition in the way that he deserves. He just wants to go in and handle his business and be a good person and treat people well and play the game of basketball the right way. And it's so rare. It's so rare to get that.
Well, I go back to, media days at the beginning of the season. I ran down there to Denver, and I was just so impressed by – not impressed, but it's like, okay, here's media days. The guys are going to sit down and answer questions. Joker gets up from his chair, walks over to the little buffet area, and just starts grabbing some grapes. He's like, I'm hungry. Like, that kind of stuff to me is so unique, because he's this superstar, and you just expect him to sit there and, do superstar things, answer questions the way LeBron does, answer questions the way some of these other studs do. But instead, Joker just gets up in the middle, walks over, grabs some grapes. I mean, that just kind of describes how, he doesn't take himself too seriously, I guess.
Yeah, he's really just like a normal person, which, of course, all athletes are humans before they're players, but he does not put himself on any sort of pedestal. He says hello to anybody that says hello to them. He treats people really well. His family is always at games, his brothers, his wife, his daughter. And he handles his business and handles himself like a professional, above and beyond so many players in the NBA, right? Like, he does a full workout after every single game, whether he played 28 minutes or whether he played 48 minutes. Like, he has his routine, he's figured it out, and now it's just about, showing up and doing that night in and night out. But in terms of his personality, I just don't think you get a more humble, relatable superstar than Nikola Jokic is.
Katie Wingy joining us from Altitude TV. And you talked about Calvin Booth, and I continue to be so impressed because you're right. Tim Connelly laid this foundation and kept building this up. I look at some of the moves over the past 5-6 years, even some of the bad moves, I felt like Connelly was quick to say, okay, maybe the Moutier thing, maybe the Yusuf Nurkic thing, those aren't going to work out. Oh, here's Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Look what they're going to do. So I was kind of worried about what that would look like when Connelly goes, but you just mentioned with Calvin Booth and just some of the moves he's made already, looking at his, the draft situation, Christian Brown, I'm excited to see what he does in his career, but KCP, the Bruce Brown pickup, I mean, these are big-time moves that could go down to, if the Nuggets go on to win a championship this year, those two guys are certainly going to be heavily involved in that. Those two moves right there could go down as some of the biggest moves in Nuggets history.
Yeah, they were difference-making moves, for sure. And the Nuggets knew, essentially, the mold of the players that they wanted to go and acquire. And I, for the life of me, can still... I can't figure out why Bruce Brown was available in free agency the way that he was, because I can't imagine a better fit with this Nuggets team, both personality-wise and on the court-wise. And what, Brown has been able to do. And just a gem of a person. I mean, the Nuggets have done such a great job of finding personalities that fit within their culture and fit in their locker room. No egos, no crazy selfish mentality. It's very much just like fun guys, and all of them get along. Like, this is very, it's a college locker room atmosphere. They all hang out off the court. And so you talk about those moves. I mean, none of those moves mixed up anything or ruffled any feathers within the Nuggets locker room. They all made the locker room better, a better place to be around. And I think that's a really hard thing to do when you're looking at not just your basketball skills, but your people skills, your personality. It goes so much deeper than just what is this player going to bring on the floor for this team. So they found the right pieces in that regard, but they also found personality is that seamlessly fit with what they were already building within this Nuggets culture.
And the you know, just seeing the bench get so excited. DeAndre Jordan didn't play last night, but he's like hugging up on everybody. He's cheering. The crowd's going they're going crazy when they see like a Jack White out there get 5 points, a little tip in and a three-pointer. I mean, they're going nuts for this guy. Katie, when you look at other teams, because you're seeing all these teams on a nightly basis, how do the Nuggets bench compare, like as far as how they're cheering their team on to the rest of the league?
Well, I think most teams have a pretty excited bench, and guys recognize that if they're not playing, they're going to be, you know, vocal contributors, energy contributors, that sort of thing. And you want to root for your teammates, right? I mean, and this Nuggets team has been so successful as of late that it's a lot more fun when you're winning. That's always the case. But I will say, in regards to DeAndre Jordan in particular, he has been such an instrumental leader for this team. Him and Jeff Green and the veteran presence that they bring, the positivity that they bring every single day, whether they're playing, whether they're hurt, whether they're healthy, whether they're on the bench, like they have contributed in such a massive way to some of these young players and just to the mentality and the vibes that are around this team. I can't imagine two better veterans that have impacted the Nuggets team that could have the impact that those two have had.
No question. No, it's awesome to see. You've said it. They just kind of have a little bit of everything here. Is Zeke Nagy like the backup center now? Like, what's the process there? What's the situation looking like there?
Well, I think you've seen a lot of improvement with the second unit with some of the changes that Coach Malone has made, right? So he's a big guy, as we kind of all are, in terms of, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So now that they've kind of solved that bench unit problem, I think he's going to stick with the rotation that he's had for the foreseeable future. With Zeke, you just get such great switching versatility. He can guard guards for a pretty good amount of time. He can keep them in front. He can make them work to get inside. But this is going to be something that might change a little bit as the season progresses. If a team that the Nuggets are playing has a bigger big, a true center, then you might see DeAndre Jordan mixed in there and be more of a rim protector for the Nuggets. But I think in terms of Zeke playing with that second unit, he's earned those minutes, and he's proved with his defensive versatility in particular that he can do something really special for Denver on that end. So Coach Malone's really liked what he's seen. You know, Christian Brown's not in the rotation right now, but I think that's because the Nuggets are healthy and they have so much depth. And like I said, that second unit has been really working with Jamal staggering within it.
I asked you this. We had you on early in the season, I think like game two, and I was like, are they winning it all? Are they going to win a title? I'm going to ask you now. We're at the halfway point. How are you feeling about their championship chances at this stage? And let me ask you too, Joker's third MVP in a row. How are you feeling about both of those topics?
Well, the championship thing, I'm still going to go the same way. It's very early. I love it there at the top of the West. I love the way they've competed with some of the best teams in the West. For me, it's about consistency and the way that they continue to show up and the way that they battle through some of the adversity that they face. The West is so tough. I mean, even like Boston is playing so, so well at such a high level right now. So I love the odds. I mean, I think they'll be – I would love to see them in the Western Conference Finals. Obviously, I would love to see an NBA championship and the way that they're playing. It's going to be really, really tough to defend and stop them, especially offensively. In terms of Joker's third MVP – it's going to take everything for the league to give him that, I think. Like, he could have the most he could average a triple-double and, you know, if this is the case, if he's averaging near triple-double like he is right now, I think he's averaging, like, 9.7 assists or 9 assists along with double-digit points and rebounds. The Nuggets stay in the number one spot in the West. It's going to be really tough to not give it to him. And I guess I've always been in favor when it comes to MVP of looking at teams and saying, okay, if I were to remove that player from the team, how valuable truly is that player? What would the team look like? And I think that also adds to the Luka Doncic argument as well. I think that adds to the Jason Tatum argument as well. Boston is really good and really well-rounded, so I think it's more in Luka's favor to think like that because the Mavericks roster is just not great around Doncic. And they're making a very strong push for him to be that MVP. So we'll see. It's going to take a near-perfect performance for the rest of the season from Nikola Jokic in order to get that third.
Well, Katie, it's exciting either way. I mean, our poll question today is, like, what's the best storyline in the state right now? And obviously the Broncos coaching search is up there. But it's hard to deny the Nuggets and everything that goes along with it, whether you are talking about them being at the top of the West or Joker's quest to get that third MVP. The fact that we're so deep into that conversation at the halfway point, I'm actually shocked by it. I thought with Jamal coming back, MPJ, Gordon playing better, that maybe Joker's numbers would falter a little bit. But for the most part, like you just said, he's right there with Luka. It seems like it's those two and everybody else. So, Katie, it is a very exciting time. You guys at Altitude do a wonderful job covering this team night in, night out. And I even loved what you guys did when they were working on the baskets the other night. 30 minutes. You guys had to fill some time there.
Yeah, I was. Hopefully, we don't have any more basket issues. Let's just say that.
Oh, they finally were like, you know, I love the level. You guys were like zooming in on that level and everything. And the guys, I mean, that was, talk about pressure. The crowd, at some point, they start kind of, you know, a couple minutes go by and it's like, are we going to get this thing fixed here? I wouldn't know what to do there. I would be in trouble.
I mean, we all were wondering if they were going to get it fixed. Thankfully, they did. We're just giving the people what they want in terms of checking out that level and seeing what's going on.
I thought it was great. Well, somebody asked me the other day, is it because Aaron Gordon's dunking it too hard? Is he breaking the rims there at Ball Arena?
It's the opponents dunking too hard. It's always the opponents' baskets, I tell you.
Katie, great job as always. I love what you guys do. Love following you you on Altitude, of course, and this Nuggets team. And so far, so good. It's been a fantastic season. We're looking forward to see what the second half brings.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Katie Wingy, Altitude TV. A lot to unpack from Katie there, and we'll do that on the other side. Just kind of some of her thoughts. She's not going all in on the championship thing just yet. She's like, we're halfway through. And there probably will be some bumps in the road, Angel, but man, today, as we sit here on the 12th day of January, it's hard to foresee any major bumps in the road coming up with this team because they just have everything going right. So we'll talk about Katie's interview coming up on the other side. Let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.